السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ۔ الحمد للہ حمد الشاکرین، وافضل الصلوات واکمل التسلیمات علی رسوله سید المرسلین وعلی آلہ واصحابہ اجمعین وعلى من تبعهم الى يوم الدين، اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، انما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء، صدق الله العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الامين الكريم۔ ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما۔ اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وعلى اله وصحبه وبارك وسلم۔ One of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he narrates a hadith. He says, خَطَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَقَالَ، once the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم stood amongst us and delivered a khutbah, a speech. And he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ، O people, تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَمُوتُوا، do tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent from your sins. قَبْلَ أَن تَمُوتُوا، before you die from this world. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَبَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ، and run and leap towards good deeds, good actions. قَبْلَ أَن تُشْغَلُوا، before that you are made busy in something other than good deeds. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَصِلُوا الَّذِي بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّكُمْ، and then join that which is between you and your Lord. Join that which is between you and your Lord, بِكَثْرَةِ ذِكْرِكُمْ لَهُ، by mentioning the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. From this narration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn that as Muslims, since we have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no God but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wahdahu la sharik, and we have accepted that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes incumbent upon us, it is obligatory upon us, that we listen to the words of Allah from the Quran, and we listen to the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from his sunnah, and we act upon it. And when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, كَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ، do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then no man should turn around and say, okay, what should I do tawbah from? I have done nothing wrong. No man should challenge that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said. But rather he should bow his head and say, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh. I do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the only person who does tawbah is he who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person believes in Allah, he believes that Allah is the all-powerful. Allah has power upon everything. If Allah wants, then He may destroy us, as He destroyed the nations before us, like the nation of Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, like the nation of Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salam. And if we look back into the previous nations of the prophets and messengers of Allah, many of the nations Allah destroyed. And we as Muslims believe that if Allah wishes and He wills, then He can completely destroy us. And that is what entails the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simply knowing and having that knowledge that Allah is all powerful brings fear into our hearts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, it is only the ulama that fear Allah. The layman cannot fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the knowledgeable man will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man who has intellect in his mind, in his head, in his brain, he will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that this ilm mentioned in this verse is specifically to know with iqan. Iqan means certainty, without absolutely any doubt, to know that Allah is all powerful. When somebody believes that Allah is all powerful, that's when he fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And who knew Allah more than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that I know Allah more than any of his creation, and I fear Allah the most. I fear Allah the most. So if a man comes to you and says that I do not fear anyone, I have a heart made of stone, I don't fear anybody, then tell him that he is a stupid fool. He is a stupid and dumb person. He has no intellect. Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he feared Allah when he was the most knowledgeable of all. There were times when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fall into sajda. He would fall into sajda and he would be crying with tears flowing down his blessed eyes. The most beautiful eyes that man has ever seen. They used to cry. Why? Because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya Kiram, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, in Bukhari Sharif, in Muslim Sharif, there is a hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment, the whole of humanity will be full of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is when people will realize. That is when people will realize. And that is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tubu ila Allah qabla an tamutu, before you die. Do tawbah in the court of Allah before you die. Because on the day of judgment, everyone will realize. They will all wish that, how I wish I could go back and do tawbah in the court of Allah. Today is your time to do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, the people will be completely drowned in sweat. The sun will be completely close. The earth will be made of copper. And it will be really, really boiling hot. The people will have no clothes to wear. There will be absolutely no comfort at all on the day of judgment in the Maidan of Hashr. And the people will come to Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, thinking that he is Abul Bashar. You are the father of all humanity. Ya Adam, O Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, speak to Allah and ask Allah to remove us from this hardship. At that time, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam will say that the ghadab of Allah, the anger of Allah is so much. لا قبله ولا بعده. Allah has never been as angry as this today, and He has never been as angry, and He never will be angry as He is today. Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will fear Allah. He will say, I cannot go into the court of Allah. Go to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. People will go to Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. Same answer from Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam. The fear of Allah is so much that I have no possibility of going to Allah and asking Allah. People will go to one prophet of Allah to another until they come to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says in the Quran, "Man dalladhi yashfa'u bihi? Man dalladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhnihi?" Who will intercede in the court of Allah? Who will do shafa'a in the court of Allah? But with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that permission has been granted to Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we will go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, you are the Mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the Khatamun Nabiyyin. You are the most superior creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave you the mafatih of the worlds and the heavens. You have the keys to the heavens and the earth. Ya Rasulullah, ishfa lana, do shafa'ah for us." And that is when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fall into sijda and he will shed tears, he will cry. He will cry and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Ya Muhammad, irfa ra'sa." Oh Muhammad, raise your blessed head. Subhanallah, do you know that in the whole of the Quran, nowhere has Allah addressed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as "Ya Muhammad"? Nowhere. Nowhere in the Quran Allah says "Ya Muhammad." He says "Ya Ayyuhal Muzammil." He calls him Rasulullah. He calls him by the titles of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because this is respect, so that we learn. So that we learn that we shouldn't call the Prophet by his name. If your father's name is Ibrahim, do you say, "Oh Ibrahim, come here. Oh Ibrahim, I need your help"? You don't use his name. You use his title, "Oh my father. Oh my beloved father. Oh my beloved dad." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that. That don't use the name Muhammad. But on the day of judgment, in Bukhari and Muslim, it says that on that day, the love between Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be so powerful, will be so powerful that Allah will say, "Ya Muhammadu irfa ra'sa." Oh Muhammad, raise your blessing. Sal tu'ta, ask for whatever you want, I will grant it to you. Ishfa tu shafa, do shafa'a, and your shafa'a will be accepted. Subhanallah, this will be the day of judgment. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That although there is all that fear of Allah, the anger of Allah, but at the same time, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful. He is the beneficent. Go to His court with fear in your heart, in ummid, in a rija, that, "Oh Allah, you will be merciful to me," and repent, and Allah will be most forgiving to you. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that once the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, that, "Oh Ibn Mas'ud, recite Surah An-Nisa for me. Recite the Quran, Surah An-Nisa." Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Quran was revealed on you, then should I recite to you? Oh Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you should recite yourself. Who am I to recite in front of you?" That's what it means. And Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No, oh Ibn Mas'ud, you recite. I would like to hear the Quran from other people." Subhanallah. So Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu recited the Quran. He recites Surah An-Nisa. He comes to this one specific verse of the Quran in Surah An-Nisa. يوم إذ يود الذين كفروا وعصوا الرسول, that the day of judgment, the day when those people who committed kufr and those people who were disobedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لو تسوى بهم الأرض, they will wish that they would be buried in the earth and they would be made into earth. Yani there would be no judgment, there would be no fire of hell. They would just completely vanish. They would wish that on that day. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, when I recited this verse and I finished, وَلَا يَكْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا, he says, I looked at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, And I saw that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, that's enough, O Ibn Mas'ud. That is enough, O Ibn Mas'ud. O Ibn Mas'ud, that is enough. And he says, when I looked at him, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying so much that his whole blessed beard was full of tears. Do you see this fear that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Allah? This was the most powerful man in the world. This was the man who could bring rain whenever he wanted. This was the man who split the moon into two. This was the man who brought the sun back when it had set. This was the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet look at the fear he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So should we not fear Allah? Should we not fear Allah and cry in the court of Allah when he used to? Look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It is said amongst the Sahaba that he was the most, his heart had the most riqah. He had the most soft heart. He used to cry the most. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And do you know that one Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Asadullah al-Ghalib, the lion of Allah, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he said to some of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, do you know who is the bravest? Who is the ashja? The bravest man from the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Ali radiallahu anhu, anta asadullah, you are the lion of Allah, you are the bravest. Anta ashjauna, you are the bravest amongst us. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, no, I am not the bravest amongst you. Sayyiduna Abu Bakrin Ashja'una. Abu Bakr is the bravest man amongst the Sahaba of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, he is the bravest man and the man who cries the most in the court of Allah. And this is the reality, that he who is brave is the one who sheds tears for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who is brave is the one who sheds tears for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the man who has no courage at all, the man who has no bravery at all, he is the one who doesn't cry. And that is reality. You know, the layman thinks that the man who doesn't cry is the brave man, but the wise man knows. The man who is wise, he will tell you that the man who cries the most, he is the bravest man. Because bravery is to know, is to have knowledge, is to know your opponent, is to know what you are to expect. And he who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, he is the one who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the Sahaba ikram, they used to weep and cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Sahaba ikram and the Salihun, that they are those who fall into sajda whilst crying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, he was guaranteed Jannah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already guaranteed Jannah to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. There was no doubt that he is going to Jannah. Because to doubt what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said was kufr. It is kufr. If the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Uthman, you will go to Jannah. To doubt that is kufr. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu, he knew that I will go to Jannah. But when he used to be in the qabrastan, in the maqbara, in the maqabir, where people are buried in the graveyard, and he would be standing at a grave, he would be crying so much that the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say that Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani was never seen crying as much as he would cry standing at the side of a grave. He would be crying. All his beard would be full of the tears that had fallen from his eyes. Why are you crying, O Uthman? You are guaranteed Jannah. You are the Ghani. You are the Dhul-Nurayn. You are Kamilul Hayai wal Iman. Why are you crying, O Uthman? Sayyiduna Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu says that because I remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the grave is the first manzil towards the akhirah. The grave is the first manzil towards the akhirah. He who is buried in the grave and he is successful in the grave, then he will have a successful akhirah. But he who fails in his grave, then there is nothing but punishment for him all throughout the grave until the day of judgment. And after the day of judgment, forever he will die. He will be in the fire of hell. That is the punishment of Allah that Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu anhu still feared, and he used to cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to think that how much time do we take out of our lives to remember Allah and to place that fear in our hearts. Remember the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Katubu ila Allah qabla an tamutu." Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you die. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu ibn Adam khata." Every son of Adam alayhi salam is a khata. Every single son of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, he commits mistakes, he commits sin. And he says, "Wa khayrul khata'ina at-tawwabun." And the best of those who makes mistakes, the best of all of you who commit sin, is he who does tawbah in the court of Allah. He who repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why it is completely necessary for all of us that we think to ourselves that we have committed sin in this world. We have disobeyed Allah. We have disobeyed our parents, our mothers and fathers. We have disobeyed our Muslim brothers. We have shown bad character to non-Muslims. We should come to the court of Allah and repent. Ya Allah, astaghfiruka ya Rabb, astaghfiruka ya Rabb. We should seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, that man who commits haram today and he does not do tawbah, on the day of judgment, he will be punished. He who listens to music, burning lead will be poured into his ears. He will be dragged by his head on the day of judgment. He who commits zina, Allahu Akbar, his whole body will smell with this, with a really awful odor, and he will be dragged by his head on the day of judgment. He will be punished in the fire of hell. His body will be burning on the day of judgment. That will be punishment. And if you do not do tawbah in the court of Allah, then that punishment is waiting for you. So instill that fear of Allah in your heart and come into the court of Allah and do tawbah. Because remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman. Allah is Ar-Rahim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Rahmatul lil Alameen. And no matter how much sin you commit, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kalau akhtatum hatta tabluga khatayakum as-sama." If you commit sin up to the extent that your sins reach the sky, ثُمَّ تُبْتُمْ, then you repent in the court of Allah, فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ, then Allah will accept your repentance. Subhanallah, how merciful is Allah, how Rahman is Allah, how Rahim is Allah, that He is the most powerful of all. He can punish as much as He wants, yet He chooses to be merciful to those who ask for His mercy. So ask Allah for His mercy. If you don't ask, you don't always get. So you should ask Allah that, "Oh Allah, we have committed sin. Oh Allah, I accept that I have wronged. I have done wrong. But I accept that and I am sincerely repenting to you, oh Allah. Ya Rabb, atubu ilayk, astaghfiruk. Give me forgiveness. Repent, forgive my sins, and Allah will forgive your sins." Up to the extent that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when a man seeks forgiveness sincerely from his heart and Allah forgives him, then Allah orders the malaika that, "Oh malaika, oh my angels, wherever you have written that sin, rub it off, remove it." And Allah removes it from the memory of the malaika. And then Allah removes it from the memory of the body parts of the person who committed the sin. Because in Surah Yasin Allah said on the Day of Judgment, your body parts will speak that these legs took me to the club at night. These ears listened to music. These eyes looked at haram. But Allah, if you do tawbah, Allah will make your ears forget. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, up to the extent that when you come on the Day of Judgment, there will be no witness. There will be absolutely no witness against the sin that you committed. So come, my brothers, come and seek forgiveness in the court of Allah. Do istighfar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a firm intention that from today, from this moment, Ya Allah, in your heart, make this intention that I accept all the sins that I have committed. And oh Allah, I sincerely promise to you that I will do everything I can that I do not, may I make sure that I never commit this sin again. And say, Ya Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Because Allah is most merciful. Jazakumullahu khairah. Wa ma'alina illa al-balagha.